Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Doris Emick, with love and gratitude from the homebound that are able to hear the Word of God. Today's reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 1 through 20. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me, to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers, the sexually immoral, and murderers and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today our reading comes from the very end of the Holy Scriptures. We get the very end of the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22. And the purpose of this reading for us, really, in the church is to get us to pay attention to where we are going and what we are doing and what the fulfillment of our lives as Christians is. So this chapter, of course, being 22, follows right on chapter 21, which is where we get the beginning of the description about the promises of God. We get this description of the holy city, Jerusalem. And like I said, beginning in chapter 21, where we hear about the gates of pearl on each side of the city, about how big the city is and what its foundation is and all of those things that you're familiar with. And in here in chapter 22, we get a continuation of this description about the city of God. And we hear that the angel shows the apostle John the river of the water of life, which is bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. This river of life runs right down through the center of the New Jerusalem, and it flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Of course, the description that it recurs throughout the book of Revelation for the Lord Jesus himself. The point of the description of the city is that God is dwelling with his people, as we hear a little bit later in this reading. And what we're seeing is that in the end, the Lord will supply all the needs of his people, flowing right down from his throne where he is seated, where he reigns on high, is flowing the river of the water of life. If you are thirsty, if you're parched, if you need a drink, then this is the most satisfying and fulfilling water that anyone, anywhere, ever can find. This is the water that fulfills like no earthly water can. It is the river of life, and it's there for the purpose of drinking. It's not only, as it turns out, for drinking, but also on either side of the river, this great, grand tree is growing that spans, it seems, the stream of this river, because on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. You see, the Lord provides a river for his people to drink from, but he also uses that river to water the tree of life so that his people can eat. And they are fed each month with the fruit of the leaves of that tree, and those leaves are for the healing of the nations. This whole picture is to show us not only what is to come, but what is now in the church. We learn that flowing from the throne of God, from the cross of Christ, from the altar here in our congregation, comes a river that fulfills the needs of life for all mankind. Here we see the waters of holy baptism flowing freely and fully to forgive the sins of those who are corrupted, for the healing of the nations. Here we see that God's word bears fruit, and we take and we eat and we take and we drink and we gather around the good gifts that God gives, and here we find ourselves healed. Here our sins are forgiven and we are assured of the promise of eternal life with our Lord, who is the only one who can heal the nations. Here we learn that at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will in fact be full. We will drink without price. We will eat without interruption. And there we will receive the good gifts of God forever and ever. Amen. This picture of the river of life flowing through the city of God, this picture of the tree of life that spans the river and the leaves are for the healing of the nations, is a picture both of what is to come, when we will finally be healed fully and completely, but it also is a picture of what is. It's showing us that the congregation of the saints, the gathering of God's people around his word, is not merely a bunch of people coming together to study an ancient book. It's not merely God's people coming together to celebrate rituals together and enjoy dusty old traditions that are particular to that kind of people. But in fact, the church is the place where God gathers his people together, and he waters them, and he feeds them, and he cares for them. No longer in the future will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. Right here, in the midst of our congregation, our Lord dwells with us. And while we remember that now, that this is happening imperfectly, we remember also that in fact the goal of our earthly worship is that at the end of days, at the fulfillment of all things, finally our Lord will dwell fully and completely in our midst. And on that day there will no longer be anything that is accursed, but we will worship God in truth and in purity forever. Then we will see our God face to face, and his name will be written on our foreheads, and we won't even need the light of a lamp or of the sun, because the Lord God will be our light, and we will reign there with him forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, this is the goal of the Christian life, that now, by the word and the sacraments, we would be united with our God. But the fullness and the completeness of that will come in the end when we will be united with God perfectly and fully. This happens, as I said, at the return of our Lord Jesus, and Revelation chapter 22 has much to say about that as well. For in fact, our Lord Jesus speaks throughout the last of this chapter, and he says three times, "And behold, I am coming soon." In verse 7, he says, "And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Here, he reminds his holy church that he will return on the last day, and in the meantime, we are to hold fast to the words of Holy Scripture. Again, in verse 12, he says, "Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done." Here he reminds his church that he is coming and coming soon, and that we ought to be mindful that he will come again with justice to judge the living and the dead, to punish those who have done evil, and to reward those who have done good in his name. And then finally, he says at the end of this book, in verse 20, "Surely I am coming soon." A final time, he reminds his church that he will come, and that our eyes ought to be focused on the heavens, when from which we know we will receive our Lord Jesus once and for all. And the response of the church that comes from the mouth of the Apostle John is so fitting and perfect. He says, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." He shows us by this word of praise that, in fact, that is our hope. We gather now around the gifts of God, imperfect though they may be in time, but we remember that at the return of our Lord Jesus, all things will be renewed. Finally, perfection will come, and we will reign with the Lord forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, look forward to that day. Anticipate that day, because you know that on that day, finally and fully, your salvation comes to you. So say the refrain of the church through the ages of ages, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.